Our guest in the cafe this morning, first of all, Velvet Womack, who is the owner of Balanced Nutrition in Rockwall. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
And Velvet has brought a guest with her this morning.
I sure have someone very special.
Okay, well, tell us.
Well, so we have Tanya Karen, and we call her the Tank. And there's a reason that we call her Tank the Nurse, because she actually served in our military.
And drove a tank.
She yes. sure did.
Well, that impresses the heck out of me. You know
it
what?
Was a lot of fun.
I'll bet it. What were you? Could we say you were a tank commander?
Yes, I was.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. We'll have to have you back just to talk about that sometime. But I would guess where our subject is aromatherapy.
Right. And Tank is very familiar, and she's a care instructor. So I brought her along today so we can get really educated with aromatherapy.
Yeah. And I'm just going to guess that there's not many former tank commanders that are experts on aromatherapy.
I don't think so.
I wouldn't think. And you were in Iraq, did you say?
I was in Desert Storm, the first one.
The first one. Wow, yes. that was the best one, I think.
I think so too. With the 101st Airborne.
The way things went. Velvet, we should say also, Velvet again has her her business in Rockwall, Balanced Nutrition, and this is something you do in your business.
Absolutely.
Aromatherapy.
You know, not just as a massage therapist, but a stress reduction, you know, therapist and reducing stress. So I use aromatherapy a lot to facilitate and support the clients.
Okay, good. Well, and Tank is one of the people that you work with.
She is one of my educators when it comes to the quantum biofeedback, and she specializes in talking about essential oils when she does the education.
I noticed that Velvet provided me with some articles here to look at about aromatherapy. We hear a lot about this, and it all refers to oils. So is all aromatherapy having to do with one sort of oil or another? It all is oil related?
Yes, essential oils. And, you know, I say daily use of essential oils make your body an unfriendly host to stress and bacteria, which is what everybody wants.
Mm-hmm. So, so if we get into aromatherapy, then we're talking about something that's a daily habit, a daily practice.
That's the best way.
Uh-huh. Okay. Because there's also, I mean, I think, you know, I'd love to walk into, and of course, real estate people will tell you this, when you're trying to sell a house, bake cookies. So you walk into a home and the smell of cookies baking, that's a fantastic smell. So there's other kinds of smells, I guess, that can be beneficial, but it's not aromatherapy.
That's right. But okay. You know what? With aromatherapy, you get the privilege to positively affect your body. But when you smell aromatherapy, you get to positively affect your body and make great changes.
Okay, great. So there's several ways to go about this. Inhalation is the first thing that is mentioned here. The article talks about psychological benefits as well as respiratory disinfection, decongestant, which I guess at times certainly would be beneficial. But so inhalation, and we're going to talk about some of the particular oils here that are recommended. But topical applications is another possibility.
Yes. You know, the best place to put oils topically is on your feet. You can't go wrong if you put them on your feet.
Really?
Because every organ and every part of your body is represented on your feet. So mm-hmm. You take the guesswork out. Just rub them on, and who doesn't love a foot rub?
Yeah, well, I think you're right about that. We're talking with Velvet Womack with Balanced Nutrition and her associate, Tanya Tank the Nurse Karen here. We're talking about aromatherapy. One of the things that it says about topical applications, essential oils are never applied directly to the skin. They have to be diluted.
Well, you know, that's a British concept.
Oh?
And, you know, everyone has to pick and choose which concept they want to use. I actually lived in Germany, so there's a German concept that just use them as aromatherapy. Then there's the British that says dilute, always use a carrier. And that's good because the carrier oil just slows the absorption. Mm-hmm. But then the French, they say use them orally, topically, and inhalation.
Wow. So it depends on whose theory you're working with.
That's right.
All right. So, but now it's also recommended that there be an allergy test before trying a new oil.
Well, you know what? I don't know that it's an allergy test more than it is a sensitivity test.
Okay.
Because essential oils contain carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, sulfur, and nitrogen.
Mm-hmm.
And only oils with nitrogen, which is very few, can have an allergic reaction, and that's because of proteins. If there's no proteins, there's no allergy. Mm-hmm. Allergies come from proteins.
So what are, just very succinctly, what are the benefits of aromatherapy?
The benefits from aromatherapy are that they help reduce stress. Mm-hmm. 90% of all disease can be traced to stress. Mm-hmm. They help reduce bacteria, and that is what affects us, stress and bacteria. If we can, we take in toxins every day. So if we can release toxins, which is what our body is designed to do, and might I say this, oils do not heal the body. Oils tune up the cells, and that's the key.
Tune up the what?
Tune up our cells.
The cells, the body's cells.
That's right.
C-E-L-L-S. Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's right.
Do you have some favorite oils?
Yes. Eucalyptus globus helps us feel good, helps promote well-being. Mm-hmm. Thieves. And probably one of my favorite is cypress.
Did you say thieves?
Thieves.
How do you spell that?
T-H-I-E-V-E-S.
Just like it sounds then.
Yes.
Well, that's an unusual name for...
And it has a great story.
Velvet and Tank, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again today. Tank, for the first time.
Thank you.
All right, Velvet Womack, Dr. Velvet Womack, and Tanya Tank, the nurse, Karen, with Balanced Nutrition. We've been talking about aromatherapy. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.